بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. وبعد، we continue the explanation on the three fundamental principles, and this is part number 19 or class number 19, still on the types of worship. And the type of worship we're going to talk about tonight is that which the author mentioned, and it is al-dhabh. Al-dhabh, which is sacrificing, and it refers to killing by spilling the blood of the lawful animal in a particular manner. Now, this dhabh may take different forms. From that form is the first form, where it takes place as a form of ibadah, of worship to Allah, whereby the one who makes the sacrifice intends to magnify and venerate the one for whom he sacrifices, and the one whom he sacrifices for, and to take it as a means of nearness, and this cannot be except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if someone would do this to a person, whether a person of authority or the like, then he would fall in shirk. And the sign of that is that the person would resort to do the sacrifice in the presence of this person of authority, and this is a form of magnification and evidence that he intended to take this action as a means of nearness to this person. And from this is the sacrificing to the awliya, to the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious, the righteous, or to the jinn, as done by many of the ignorant in many parts of the world. This is from the major shirk, which takes the person out of the fold of Islam, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. The evidence that all of this is to Allah and should be and must be to Allah is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 162 and 163. In Surah Al-An'am, قال الله عز وجل قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily my salah, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, the Lord of all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. And this is the verse which the author, rahimahullah, cited as a proof that this is a form of worship, and therefore it must not be done except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who deserves it. The second type of dhabh or sacrifice is the case when it is done out of hospitality, meaning for a guest, or in case of wedding, where it could be done as a wedding feast, then this is something commanded legally, either by way of obligation or by way of recommendation. And we know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ reported in Sahih Muslim, and also in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever truly believes in Allah and the last day, then let him treat the guest honorably. And in the case with Abdul Rahman bin Auf, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told him, give a wedding feast, which is called walima, even if it is only with a single sheep. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, awlim walau bisha, meaning give a wedding feast walima even if it is only with a single sheep. So this type could be either an obligation or recommendation, or recommended. The third type is to slaughter to enjoy eating it, eating from the slaughtered animal, or to sell it. In origin, this is of the allowable type. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, verses 71 and 72, قال الله عز وجل أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون. Do those mushriks who worship others along with Allah, do they not see that we have created for them from what our hands have created cattle so that they are their owners in charge of, and we have made the cattle subservient to them, subdued unto them, so that some of them they have for riding and some they eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore gave us this favor of eating of the meat of these cattle. In the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed my prayer, this refers to all the prayers, وَنُسُكِي, and my sacrifice, meaning all forms of nusuk, all forms of sacrifice, like the offering to the house, and the udhiyah, the animal sacrificed on the Eid, and the aqiqah, after a child is born, all of these are from the types of worships. These are and cannot be except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, wa mahyaya, my living, meaning all the affairs of my life and all that I do, وَمَمَاتِي, and my dying, meaning all that is related to my death and that which I will face afterwards, all to Allah. This is an evidence for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, for singling Allah alone in Lordship, because Allah said, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, solely for Allah, Lord of all creation, meaning purely and particularly for Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator and the one who runs the affairs and to whom belongs the kingdom. And all this constitutes the alameen, everything existing other than Allah. لا شريك له, no one sharing in these worships offered sincerely for Allah, as there is no associate to him or with him in lordship and in running the affairs. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ and by this I had been commanded. بذلك meaning al-ikhlas wa-tawheed, sincerity and singling Allah alone in worship, is what Allah commanded me. Certain command, and that I must comply with that. Then at the end of the verse, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first of the Muslims. Now, if what is intended by the first is the aspect of submission, or first time-wise, and in this case the Muslimin meant here would be the Muslims of this Ummah, and Allah knows best. What is clear from this verse is that the utterances of the slave, his actions outward and inward, must not be directed or anything of it or any part of it must not be directed to other than Allah, irrespective of this person or this entity to whom such a thing may be directed to. So anyone who directs anything of this to other than Allah, then in this case he commits shirk. And the entire Quran, all of the Quran, is affirming this tawheed and clarifying it and denying shirk and calling mankind to disassociate from all forms of it. As to the sunnah, the evidence from the sunnah is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as in Sahih Muslim, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, Allah has cursed anyone who sacrifices for other than Allah. This statement is part of the hadith of Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me four words. First, لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله, Allah has cursed anyone who sacrifices for other than Allah. And لعن الله من لعن والديه, Allah has cursed anyone who curses his parents. And لعن الله من آوى محدثا, Allah has cursed anyone who shelters a mischief doer or an innovator. لعن الله من غير منار الأرض, Allah has cursed the one who changes the marks and the dimensions of the land. And the la'n, the curse, is expelling from the mercy of Allah. and the statement in the hadith, لعن الله, Allah has cursed, this is possibly, this would mean that it is of the news type, or it is a composition initiation. If it is of the news, then it would mean that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses the one who slaughters to other than Allah and curses the rest mentioned in the hadith. And if it is of the composing, then it would mean the dua, invocation, meaning that Allah, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is invoking Allah against those who slaughter to other than him, that Allah expels him from his mercy. And it being of the news type is more profound and more eloquent, because it would mean the manifestation of the curse. And this is not the case if it is of the dua, because it may be answered and it may be not. Slaughtering to other than Allah, whether it's slaughter to a king or a prophet or a close righteous person to Allah, or a person in authority, or a jinni from the jinn, or other than that, all of this is covered in the hadith, meaning the curse befalls them, and this is from the major shirk. Whether the sacrificed animal is a camel or a cow or a sheep or a chicken or otherwise, and slaughtering and sacrificing is from the magnificent acts of obedience and of the greatest means of nearness to Allah. And in the hadith reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Medina 10 years offering sacrifices, and that he offered to the house in the Kaaba 100 camels during his farewell pilgrimage. May Allah salaam and salam be upon him. This is the subject concerning the worship of sacrifice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who benefit from what we say and from what we hear. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.